That's like Kayozi Ashakar to Jeff and the Chevron Meridian, the ongoing Shiurim that was Eichet to be in this Sugi of Hezbodidus, for Hashem. So we're on page Kuf Pei Zayin on the bottom, or Reish Yud Beis on the bottom. And we're in the Lamaisa, very much in the Lamaisa of Hezbodidus. This parak was on the Sugi of Hachana, of the Hachanas, of preparing for this sit down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, preparing. And we learned a little bit from Reb Nosson, and on the bottom page, Reish Yud Beis. This, we brought this up last week. It's very, very important, but it says, Yesh Ladas, Shedivei Reb Nosson, Shekosav, She'en Lahas Chilo Daber, Ela Hamtin, Shashem Esbaruch, Yashpilo Dibur Men HaShemayim. So you remember that we were talking about how when you come to Hezbodidus, you have to be still and you have to be quiet and you have to open yourself up to receive diburim from Hashem Yisbarach. It doesn't mean that you're waiting for Hashem to hand you a script, but to open you up to be filled with a kivui and gaguim and kisufim for Hashem. So he's explaining, it's very important to understand that ein kavanoso lomach shekshaboim lishpoch siach lefne Hashem yesh lehagia lelo kivun verotzen mesuyim. This does not mean, Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson are not saying that you can't think about what you want to say before, that you can't plan a conversation. You can't come with a certain need or a certain inyan that's weighing upon your heart that you want to talk about. Rav Nosson is not saying that you just come and wait for something. No, it's for sure that a person should come with preparing and with a kivun and with thoughts and with worries that he wants to talk about and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Doesn't mean not to think at all about what the subject is, what I want to discuss. Because we see that Rabbi Nachman himself writes in Nunbeis, and there are other places in the Ksavim, for instance, so today is Hod Shabbahod. It's Lag BaOmer, Ashreinu. So it's Hod Shabbahod. So Rabbi Nachman, like all the tzaddikim, said that a person should think today about what Hod means and to try to learn and to understand about himself what is it that's missing in my life in terms of this mida of Hod, Bechlal, and Hod Shabbahod. What does that mean? What's missing in my life? And that the subject of his Bodhus is, especially when it comes to Sphere Zomer, it's relatively easy for us to have a subject to discuss with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you just have to live with the sphere, and you have to know, what does it mean? What is Hod? And this whole week we should be talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu about the issues that we have with, for instance, I don't show enough gratitude to my parents. I'm not grateful enough to my spouse. I'm not particularly careful to do mitzvahs in a way that's with the proper hidurim, in a way that's beautiful. I cut corners with my mitzvahs. I'm not going into the midah of Hod. It means 100 things. The midah of Hod. I'm not admitting my faults and my mistakes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm coming here the week of Hod, and I want to be honest, and I want to talk to you about the mistakes that I've made in my life, and Hod is Lashon of Vidui, and so on. So during Sfiras Omer, a lot of our work is already has been prepared by the Arya Kodesh, and by the Zohar Kodesh, and by all the tzaddikim that we have, Baruch Hashem, even in English now, you can get wonderful Svarim books, and even in English, about the Avod of Sfiras Omer, and what each day consists of, all kinds of things that are out there, Baruch Hashem. And that is a fantastic way to prepare every day of the sphere, to prepare every single one of us. Whenever we look at any of those midos, we're going to see stuff that we messed up with. There's no question. Like we might say, oh, this is not so bad. Today is one of my better days. But there's always stuff that we messed up with. So we have things to talk about. And it's not just about what we messed up with, about the Nekudas Tavos also. Nekudas Tavos, of course, to come and to say, Baruch Shalom, I want to tell you that I'm very proud that we do this by us in the house. We do this every Shabbos with the children already older, but I have my granddaughters in the house. And so when we talk about every Shabbos, you have to think that I want to hear from you what something about you in the Nekudas Tavos and something good that you did for somebody this week. Doesn't have to be a Jew. Somebody that's not Jewish, you did something good. And let's talk about it and to try to understand the Tov that you did this week. The Nekudas Tavos. And we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just with the failures in the Midah of Hod, but my successes in the Midah of Hod. And we all have successes too, Baruch Hashem. So we have what to work with. And Rabbi Nachman and all the tzaddikim say that's a starting point. But he explains. So that's what it means. Hari Kosova Ben Shatzorch Lakachas Eze Midl of Vakish Rachme Hashem Ezebach Shi Yizake L'Kadish L'Tar Asim Mena. So we come during the week of Hod, and we talk to Hashem about Hod, and we prepare and we think about it. We study, we learn what is Hod, what does it mean, and to make a cheshbon. And if I would need to write down the certain things I want to talk about, and we ask Hashem after going through some of the problems and some of the good things to help me with this mida. These are the things I'm struggling with. I'm having difficulty with, and the kaddish l'taras v'menu, like we say, l'kadshem l'tarvenu, people say, like we say after benching sphere. V'zeh davar shlokech zman rav, and that could take a considerable amount of time. It could take up quite a bit of time, and you don't have to only wait for sphere some, of course, to talk about these things. Every day of the week is gvur, is chesed gvur. Every day of the week, same thing. Shabbos after we come machos, we reset. Sunday is chesed. Monday is gvur, and so on. So if you want, you could break down the day into hours. And we also have an Indian of the Chesed Sheba Chesed and so on. It's not only Sfiras Sahim. Obviously, Sfiras Sahim is very, 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 very powerful Avaida. But every single day of our lives, there's the Mida that's the Indian of that time we're in, especially when it comes to a Yontiv, what a Yontiv means, and the Davin, it's coming to Shavuos, what it means, Kabbal Sotara. And to be Makabel Torah, and all of the inyan of the Zman, of the time, that are very, very much a part and should be a part of the Hizbodus of that time. So a person can think about on Sunday, the inyan of Chesed, and on Monday, Gvur. And you can look back at all the Sefira books, that, and they'll help you to have a guided conversation and to be able to talk about different issues, good and not so good in that Midah. That's for sure a way to prepare for his bodhis. Kamo chen kosev rabbeinu, we also find in Sichas Aran, shetzarech laleches v'lavodes Hashem im toiru umayim rezman shel kama chadosh. There's a very big thing in Breslau, that a person shouldn't just learn up one of the Torahs and go right on to the next Torah, regardless of whether it's one of the bigger Torahs or one of the smaller Torahs. Rabbi Nachman's intention was that you learn one of the Torahs, and you live with that Torah for days, for weeks, for months. You can do for your whole life one of the Torahs, but to live with that Torah means to learn that piece of Lukutim Aran, and then to learn Lukutim Halachas, and to go through the Aches, and to go through the Tefillahs, and to daven up these Tefillahs, and to make your own Tefillahs, and to see any look in this form, are there any connections to something that is related to this Torah that's found in the other form of the and so on. Rabbi Nachman's intention was not that this should just be an intellectual thing, that you should learn his Torahs, and that you should just say, oh, that was interesting, maybe I could use it at somebody's Shavuot Brachos next week, and then to move on to the next Torah. That's not who he was, and that's not how he taught. That's not Bechlal who he was. And he many times asked that the Chassidim should understand that the Torahs are Torahs to live with and to hold on to. And that's why you find like Swarm just sent me last week with my son-in-law. My son-in-law has the misfortune of working in Bar Park 2 days of the week, so that means that he has to get my stuff. So there's a new sefer that came out. It's around 520 pages, just on the first Torah. These are Swarm that are taking each one of the Torahs. So you know that we see, for instance, by the tzaddikim from the Beis Hamedrash of Breslov, that there's to take besides what Rabbi Nelson did, they're chairing the Rav to take on just on Shabbos. There's a whole save on Shabbos. As you can live with Rabbi Nachman, you can live Shabbos every Shabbos of your life with the Torahs of Shabbos, and then you have Eretz Yisrael Torahs. And it's not just to learn them; it's to daven and to. Has both of those. It's mamisha and avoda of changing your life, not just to become smarter and more informed, but to change your life. I don't know of any other chassidus where you have such a thing, where there's like a program like that of learning and then halachas, eitzes, tefillas. You don't have anything else. From the Ramchal we have, which is not chassidus, but from the Ramchal we have tefillas. But then the other tzaddikim we have machsam sefer also. There are tefillas from different tzaddikim. But to have a tzaddik where the tzaddik teaches a Torah, and then he instructed Rav Nosson to make the Torah into tefillah, and then also there are eitzes of how to actually put this teaching into practical use and to daven. To make it a part of your life, so this takes time, and Rabbi Nachman is very strong about this. To live with the Torah, la'avad Hashem im Torah, v'mayimer zman shel kama chadashim, shkol isko tefiloso yabinyan zeh. To spend even months on just learning that Torah, and living that Torah, and trying to incorporate that Torah and all that it teaches into your life to change your life. Chen kosev Rabbeinu. And we spoke about that earlier. It was mentioned that his brothers, Rabbi Nachman, wanted you to come to Hashem, said to come to Hashem and to speak to him and to ask Hashem regarding that Nakuda Hashayeches Lelibo at that time in your life. What's the Nakuda that Shayeches Lelibo? So there are two things. First of all, you have the Zman. So the Zman could be Hod Shabahod. So there's an energy of that time that's available to us, and that we have to try to work on connecting to that energy. And then you have that it's a Shabbos during that time, or it's a Yontiv. And then you have the Nekuda HaShayeches Lelibo. There's your own personal issues. And the Kuda Shayach is Lalibo, the things in your life that are Shayach to you and that you either good or bad that you want to talk about. So all of these things are not spontaneous. The Kuda Shayach is Lalibo is something that you're going through in your life. So you want to talk about that. So it's not something you're waiting to hear from Hashem to put words into your mouth. You know what you need to talk about. So then what is this hachana of sitting quietly? That to begin his bodhis by sitting quietly, besides, of course, all of the mindfulness and the frame of mind and so on. So he says, Ella, shekavonas hadvarim hi, shesanusach hatoichen sug hadiburim, maladaber eich v'kama yitla b'chezen Hashem. It's not the subject. The subject you prepare. That's fine. Of course, there could also be spontaneous things that will just come out. When you're talking about Aleph, you'll come to Beis, and Beis will eat the Gimel. That's natural. But as far as how, what kind of words, then how should it come out? What's the Nusach? What exactly, what am I going to say? And so on. The Diburim. I know what I want to talk about, but how I should present this, and what should, that we don't plan. The subject, the inyan, that is important to prepare. But But as far as the nusach is concerned, so again, to use a mashal, there's nothing wrong with a guy. So mishiva bracha, he's going out, you know, he's going dating. There's nothing wrong for him to ask his mom, you know, what's some good stuff to talk about? Or to ask his rebbe or something, you know, what are some things that I should talk about? So they'll say, you know, whatever, talk about, you know, the weather, or talk about what's going on in the government, whatever you want. They'll give you some subjects. But if that bracha asks his mom to write up a nusach for him, that's already, like, that's a big problem. It's okay to plan, like, subjects to talk about, but how the words come out, there needs to be authenticity and sincerity. There needs to be something which is spontaneous. The subjects, it's an intelligent person that plans what the inyan is going to be. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with getting some advice about, you know, what you could talk about on a date. But if you're depending upon people, or like there was this, one of my daughters had a friend that said that she had a mice on a date with a guy kept on going out. Like they were in the hotel lobby and he kept on going to the bathroom, but it was excessive, you know? So she was already losing her cheshek already for this guy, you know, excuse me for a minute. So it turns out that he was going into the bathroom to call his mom. Like, how do I answer this? Like, what should I say now? You know, and also it turns out an interesting part of the story is that the same girl also realized after some time that I think they went on two dates that the boy's mother was actually in a car, trailing them in the car. So I hope he's okay. I hope he settled down, and I hope that you know, mom's license was taken from her or something. You know, that doesn't make for his boat of this. You understand that it's not a date, and it's not with a girl, and not with a Ribbono Shelom. You don't go on such a date. You could plan what you're gonna. You could plan the inyanim, but as far as the words, the nusach, so then you sit quietly and you say, Ribbono Shelom, I'm here. These are the things, you know, that I have a lot of stuff that's on my mind. But Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agit v'lasach. I need your help, and to try to quiet yourself and to sit there and to make the hachana in a way that's asking to be makabel from Hashem, you know, to bring down diburim that are real and that are true and that are respectful but honest, and then to go into the inyanim, which we're going to continue with. You don't begin right away with your inyanim either, and that's the next part. So here's Perek Yutes. And the other. Yud Ches, I guess. What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shvachas Shalmakom. Toida Vahida. So, what to actually begin speaking about? You don't begin speaking about the stuff that you plan. That's not what you begin with. It's just not what you begin with. You'll get there, but that's not how we begin. We have a mahalach of how to daven to Hashem that was revealed to us by the Chachamim, and it's clearly laid out in the Gemara. And in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and it was not only about regular davening, but it's about Bechlal. How, whenever we come to Hashem's Baruch and want to talk to Him, there's a Derech Eretz that we have to have. And as we're going to learn right now, it's not just about Derech Eretz; it's more than just Derech Eretz. And that, of course, means Shvachas Shalmakom, that we begin with praising Hashem and thanking Hashem. That's how we begin.
He's referring to Sheishli Spal Levakish. Is that in reference to inserting these bakashas into the Shemana Esrei and the Yud Gimel middle brachos? And that's why you have Shvacha Shemakam of the first three brachos, and then
we pretty much follow that model. We're going to learn about that now. We follow that model. So of how it was set up in Shemana Esrei, right? So Mizbordu is Yeishli Nokma B'chol Tefillah. With his bodhis, we don't have a nusach. The nusach is spontaneous and so on. But as far as the framework, as far as the seder, we followed the same seder that was revealed to us, that we learned from Chazal and from Psukim. The way we begin is always praising Hashem, thanking Him, giving Him thanks. The Gemara says, you should always first yisader Adam, you should always be misader to clearly and methodically praise Hashem, thank Hashem, before you ask for the things that you need. At the beginning of Eschanan, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and that's how Chazal learned it. And only after Moshe Rabbeinu is saying all these things about how Hashem has been so good to him and so kind to him and to all of Bnei Yisrael, then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ebra na ve'eris haaretz hatoyva, please, Moshe, let me come to Eretz." So we learn a lot of things from the most painfully unsuccessful tefillah that ever was. All the times that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, the minion of the gematria of Eschanan, but it wasn't chalila unsuccessful. No, there's no tefillah that's ever chalila unsuccessful or lost. But as far as what we the Metzius is, that he wasn't allowed in there to show. So, but before Abranah the eres haaretz hatoyva, before he stated what he came to his bodas for, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's his bodas. We were allowed in. But that was Moshe Rabbeinu's his bodas. But so before Moshe Rabbeinu said, I came to talk to you about the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to talk about it. So before Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about Eretz Yisrael, he began with Shvach HaShalmakam. He began. Hashem Atah HaHilach L'Aris HaZadach. It's God L'Chem. It's Yodcha HaZadach. Shemikel B'Shemayim HaHaretz. You know, saying all these wonderful things. Now, of course, at some point, all of us must have learned in school, hopefully, that is not the Inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who likes to be flattered, and we're not going to really get into that Inyan. That's not what the purpose of Shvach HaShalmakam is about. We'll talk a little bit about it here. So this parak has some useful things just as far as davening bichlal, regular davening, not just as part of this. But that's the Seder. The Seder's first comes Shvach HaShalmakam. Praising Hashem and thanking Hashem. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu began, and that's how Shemoneh Esrei begins, and that's how his bodas begins. And therefore, of course, if a person is in terrible pain and he just blurts something out to Hashem, Hashem is like is our father, and he listens to it in that way as well. But one should certainly try to have some self-control to begin in the right way, which is Shvach HaShalmakam, Shavach and Haidah. So Psadigan writes Nemus Fidei is Shakach Himidas Derech Eretz. So Psadigan says the simplest explanation that it's a mid of Derech Eretz. It's just Derech Eretz. It's good manners. Lisnai Klape Melach Malche Hamlochim. You wouldn't go to a Havdal to a king or to a Chashev person. You wouldn't right away go with the stop. So it's derech eretz. I mean, it's derech eretz. Kaidim yesh lahaydus. If this person has, even if it's a chashev person, he's been kind to you and he's done things for you in the past. Of course, you begin by thanking. I thank you for all that you've done for me, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. And to enumerate some of those things, that's a mid of derech eretz. So alach haskam v'kama when talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it gets tricky sometimes because we have these two personas kivyachal v'Hashem. There's the Avinu and there's the Malkeinu. So the Malkeinu part, we all understand that this is Derech Eretz. When it comes to your father, when it comes to Avinu, so many of us just grew up thinking, like, why do I have to show Derech Eretz to my father? that's not really true. One does have to have Derech Eretz for one's parents. But then, as a Limud Zchus, when you're really, really, you know, you're hurting, so do you have to stop when it comes to your father or your mother, and start to like say all these things about, you know, I appreciate all you've ever done for me, and so on and so forth. So with a parent, you wouldn't say it, you have to do it. Therefore, there's no question that we see this also with David HaMelech, that there were times that it didn't always begin with Shavach. It's not an absolute ironclad klal. When a person is Sibrachin, when a person is can't even open his mouth, he's so Sibrachin. So you don't have to, you could go right into the Inyan. And probably the nicest thing would be to apologize. I know that I should be great thanking you and expressing my gratitude, but right now it's just, and then to continue on. It's not to take away from being able to do that. But the general mahalach of Hezbodidus, which is a planned Hezbodidus, not God forbid some Aesara, but if it's a planned Hezbodidus, so then it should be with this Seder that we were taught by Chazal. That's Derech Haaretz. Kodem Yesh L'Hedus HaKol HaToyev HaChesed, Rakachakach Yesh L'Vakish. Rakachakach Yesh L'Vakish. So, you know, you'll have sometimes in life, there are people that you try to help with certain things and they never thanked you. But then they need you again. So then they're always in that awkward position of they never thanked you for what you helped them with 10 years ago, but now, or 10 days ago, but now they're back for more. So, you know, there's so many chayvus that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we feel that that's not like you should have thanked me. Like now you're coming to ask me if again. That's how a person naturally feels. Can you imagine how much we owe Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the chayvus that we have to Hashem Yisbarach? So the Derech Eretz, obviously, it's Derech Eretz to remember that and to be conscious of that, and to live in that consciousness, and to be people who are makir toiv, to have a karas toiv, be makir toiv. So that's the first and simplest explanation for that. Tam noisiv matzana b'sifrei akadmainim. We find in many svarim. This is from the Shavuot Ayra, Pirkei Chaim, Shakavanis. It's found in many, many svarim. That when a person is coming to daven and to pour his heart out, yeshna mekatrigim bekoyches hasitra achra hamaynim mitfiloso shetala v'tiskabul lemaila. The reality is that there are mekatrigim. There's negative koyches that Hashem created in the world that are like. Like customs officials, you know, we could all break through. We could all just run into Hashem's arms, but there are makatrigim, there are kaiches that are there from the sitrach from the other side that are mining mitfilos shatalo v'diskabel amayla that are preventing our tefillas from ascending, that are getting in the way of our tefillas, that the tefillas make stops along the way, and the tefillas are being checked for all kinds of things, your credentials and the sincerity and so on and so forth. L'chein tiknu chazal b'tchilas ha'tfila siruf mizmer teilim. Therefore, we see that how davening was set up, the siddur of every day, that we begin davening, I'm talking about after the brachas, but we begin with psukah d'zimra. And all of psukah d'zimra is kapitel chteilim. We begin with chapters from teilim, mostly kapitel chteilim, not only, because we have from other places, but mostly the Likud Mendevim Ksuvim. Other places also, Vayivach David is the Vayom. You have Az Yosher, Parshas B'Shalach, but mostly Kapil Chtelim. She'inyonam hu Shvach Hashomak. And when you look through Pesukah D'Zimra, you see that most of Pesukah D'Zimra is Shvach Hashomak. That's thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. Most of Pesukah D'Zimra. And that's to bring us to Birchas Kriya Shema, from there to come to Shemoneh Esrei, to ask. Kaidei Amira Shvach Shomakom, because these tzaddikim taught, and this goes back to the Zohar Kaddish, that through Shvach Shomakom, Machrisen Umezarmen Ha'aritzim. I'm sure that you are all familiar with this, that the word Zemer, or Psuke de Zimra. The simple translation is verses of song. Zimra is like Zmiris, song. Zamer Lashem, singing. But the word Zmira, Zomer, Zemer, I'm sure that many of you have learned, also means cutting or pruning, actually, like Zomer in Hilchos Shabbos. When you're cutting something from the tree that things should grow better. But it's a lashon of cutting. So what does that have to do with davening? So the Svarim teach us that there are many, many dark kaiches that are surrounding our words, which means also our own unworthiness to be able to speak to Hashem Yisbarach. And there are many, many mekatrigim that are trying to prevent our words from ascending. And through the Psukei Dezimra, these are Shvach HaShemakim, primarily Shvach HaShemakim, where Mezamru Mekatzitzen, we are able to cut down, to cut through the Kaiches HaRa, Hanal. But through the Shvach HaShemakim, we're able to cut through. Ki Zimri Lashon, Zimri is Milashon Mekamach HaLeisizmar, from the Lashon of Kamach HaLeisizmar, that we had a few parashas ago, and we have now also, Kamach HaLeisizmar, by Shemitah, and it's a lashon of cutting, pruning. Or as it says in the Novi, the Koras Hazalzalim Bimazmeros, he will cut down the young branches with pruning, some pruning instrument, pruning hook, whatever it's called, pruning instrument. So it's a lashon of cutting, of pruning. So how this works, what does that mean exactly? What are they talking about that through Shevach, Shvach, Shemakim, we're able to cut through all the Mekatrigim. So there are many explanations for that as well. But we understand, just it's very simple to understand, that if we use the model of Malchus Da'ara, of a king in this world, as a way of understanding Malchus Da'akia, the kingdom of Hashem, is Baruch Hashem's kingship. So we understand that to the degree that a person is connected to the king or has a deep relationship with the king and is a person who the king sees as someone who's from his inner circle, who understands his kindness and has benefited in the past from his kindness and has expressed his kindness to the king. So there's a hiskarvus that will prevent all the nasty sidekicks or ministers or helpers from being able to stop you from coming in. That to prevent you from coming in. Mashenken, if you're somebody who's, God forbid, is an ingrate, and is distant from the king, so he's fodder for all of the Mekatrigim. They crowd around him, and they crowd around his words to prevent his words from ever getting into the king, to keep him from getting even an audience with the king. That who are you? What are you doing here? So. That's a very, very deep opinion of what Psuki de Zimra are. And that's part of all of our davening, whether it's Yom Kippur or it's a regular day. That's how we daven. We don't go into, we don't go straight to Shemoneh Esrei, right? We have an Ashrei, Korbanos, and we have Ashrei. We take at least one capital, the capital of Shevach Hashem, which is written in the order of Aleph Beis, which is Ashrei, which is very powerful. So we don't go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. And we first say a capital of Tilt. Yeah, Mosh.
Rabbi said earlier that there's no tefillah that goes unanswered or unwanted, but our tefillahs have to be sifted through this process to get that Shem.
Right. Yeah. So does it mean that, you know, on the one hand, the tzaddikim say that there's no tefillah that's halachas li'ibud. There's no tefillah that is lost. On the other hand, we're talking about this whole hierarchy and system of examinations and customs and so on. So that must mean that there are some tefillahs that don't make it through. So how do we reconcile that? So there are a number of reconciliations, but the simplest one is that there are tefillahs that can be held back and delayed. So it's almost as if Lahavdil El Fafir does, but a Dech Marshal, silly Marshal, that when you get to the airport and you get to the security, or whatever it is, that you've been, and you're not flying Lufthansa, you're not in Nazi Germany, that there's the reassurance that you're going to get onto the flight. We just have to hold you, we just have to talk to you and ask you a couple of things in the room over here, which is not really. so great, you know, to go through that. But from the very beginning, let's say if there's a reassurance that you're going to be on the flight, we just need to check some things and talk to you a little bit. Maybe that's a silly mushroom to understand. So that's why I mentioned Veschanim before. Rabbi Nachman taught Veschanim be'esahi leimor. Basically, it means that sometimes there are tefillos that were held up at the gate or were held up by security. And then when you give a good tefillah, a good krechts, so then Reschanu Hashem, Be'esahi Leimer. So Rabbi Nachman said that Be'esahi, that at that time, these words are going to speak. Right now, they're being held back. But all of this is not on the deepest, deepest, deepest level. Of course, we know Hashem hears everything. And on the deepest level, there's no tefillah that's not heard. But it's more for us to be aware of what we're doing and where we're heading in our lives, and to not take for granted that for a Jew to realize that it's a privilege to come to Hashem, and that we need to have appreciation for that. Hashem hears everything, and it doesn't mean that like Hashem, you know, every day he sits down in some big conference room with a bunch of malachim, and he said, "So what's going on with Moshe today? What did Moshe daven today?" And Hashem is saying, like with a notebook, saying, "Oh, that's what he is, but I didn't know." It's not. There's no conference like that. Because every single thing the Baruch Shalom knows, every word, every thought he knows. He knows every word. He knows every thought. But we need to recognize the significance of these meetings with Hashem, and there can be postponements and delays for it to be answered. Hashem hears everything, but as far as it being answered, listen. Sometimes a parent will say to a kid, "You know, you're going to give the kid what he wants, but you know that he's not holding by it, so there needs to be a little time." You could tell the kid right now, "I don't know, you know, this is based upon what happened today in school or whatever it is. I really can't give you this privilege right now." And you know that you are going to give it to the kid. but the kid, you know, the kid has to know that there's some accountability and to try to do better. So the father or the mother doesn't give the prize over to his cousin or something. They keep it and they're just holding on to it. It's only for you, and we're going to give it to you. Just, you need to work on this. So the parents know what the kid is waiting for. They have it ready for him, and everything is all set to go, but the kid needs to sweat a little bit. It's not so push it. It needs to be some hard work. Right? So how is it, you know, what's the shear, how long and how much? So as human beings, we're totally baffled by this, depending upon, you know, how much your kid's got you wrapped around his finger or her finger, and how to use this, but Hashem is Baruch knows exactly. He hears our tefillahs. There's not one tefillah that's lost. Every single tefillah is heard, but there is an inyan of some waiting at the gate and some delay for the tefillahs to come down. Which Hashem is Baruch, just like the mother and the father, you know, they want very, very badly to give the kid this. They want very badly to give the kid this reward. There's nothing they want more in the world than to make their kid happy, to give them the toy. But they're holding it back right now. So there's no independent force in the universe that could change Hashem's mind or hold back. I'm not going into the whole subject now, Malachim and Katrigim and how this works. They're not like, you know, they can't, nothing gets in Hashem's way. And why did Hashem create such a world that has in there all kinds of Malachim and Shadim and Ve'evesvats, all of these things? It's not for now. It's an interesting topic, but it's not for now. But there can be postponement and delay. And it's not as if there wasn't if there wasn't a malach, then Hashem would give it to you right away. It's not like, this bad malach messed me up. You know, got some malach busted me at the gate. And Hashem was bringing me right in. I got this malach over here. Shlach the malach. When we were raised on these stories, And we're simple people, so we hear them in a simple way. But how malachim work and what malachim are is a very deep subject in Torah. It's a huge subject in Torah. And Ramchal and others, so we'll talk about what that means. But Hashem receives every tefillah. There can be ikuvim.
Sometimes the answer is no.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That doesn't mean that the tefillah wasn't heard. And when it says that it's holach li'ib, it doesn't mean that you're getting what you want. Of course not. But it doesn't mean that that's what you want could be terrible for you. Could be terrible for you. But the Moshe didn't have a cheshem. The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. The Moshe Rabbeinu believed a little bit of this could only be good. But Hashem had a cheshem with Moshe Rabbeinu also, which was explained to us and taught to us at the time. It was very painful for Moshe Rabbeinu not to come in. But there are many, many things that a person thinks with. This would be the answer to my prayers, and it would be the most horrible thing that ever happened to you. If you know, I told you last year, really in this limud that I just repeat, but just to mention that years ago when I was teaching in high school many years ago, so we had these so I had this class, so that I had this girls class, it was called Yahadis, which whatever we're talking about, all different yon. And we're talking about davening. So I had them all that they should write their own tefillahs dasha, not to write, you know, your name on or anything, to write your own tefillahs. And I said, preferably type it up, because I already knew some of the handwritings from tests and stuff. So I said, you know, to type them up. We didn't have computers so much in those days. It's a long time ago, but yeah, maybe computers were starting, but to type it up. And so there's this, and then we would talk about these tefillahs, and not to identify yourself unless you want to. So the girls all wrote these tefillahs, and they're very, very sweet. You know, dear God, I don't always tell you that I love you, but I do. And then, you know, your faithful servant, they're very sweet. And so this one girl has this tefillah, the Shuat Hashem, that about this, there's this guy that she's been trying to get his attention for a long time, and she really wants to get to know him, to go out with him. And and please, please, Hashem, you could do anything, you know. So please, you know, that this guy should take an interest in me, and so on. So this is one of the tefillahs. So I knew who this was, for different reasons, not important for now. I knew this was, and I called after one of the talks there, and I asked them. This was like a week or two later. I said, "So, know what happened?" The Baruch Shem Yisrael, you have to mute the phone. So I asked, "Did the Baruch Shem Yisrael tefillah?" So whatever, let's say her name is Faggy. Did the Baruch Shem Yisrael tefillah? So she said, "No." So I said, first thing, I have to tell you the truth. That I ever since I saw that, I've been davening very hard that boy should never say a word to you.
Yeah.
Because I knew the whole story of this guy was after. I knew the whole story of who she wanted and what he, and he, because he had another girlfriend that she wanted. I knew the whole story because I had all of them were talking about this sorrow that they were having, this high school problem, you understand? So I knew there was this whole thing going on with them, with this group. So I said, this guy is Amish, but this guy would destroy your life. He's not for you. Just got to hold out a little bit longer. You get a nice Baruch Hashem. She lives alone. She's very happily married. Thank God. She didn't marry him. She married somebody else. But so I said, I have to tell you something, Faggy, that the Baruch Hashem answered my tefillah. And she continued to answer my tefillah. She says, no, why, baby? Why are you saying that? I said, because because it's not good for you. This boy is not good for you. You could do much better. He's a nice boy. Whatever. It's not for you. It's not for you. So I said to her, I don't want you to go away thinking that Hashem didn't answer your tefillah. And that I'm not telling you that my tefillahs are better than yours. They're not. My tefillahs are no much better than yours. But the Baruch Shalom loves you. More than anything, he loves you. And the Baruch Shalom knows that even though you asked for this, and it was very sweet, and you wrote something at the end, you know, please, please, Hashem, I love you so much. Can't you do this for me? You know, whatever you wrote, all those nice things. And there's no question that Hashem, when he saw that, was smiling. And he said, thank you. I have to go with Weinberger this time. It's not going to work like this. It's, why? Because he loves you. He doesn't want you to get this guy to mess up your life. So, tefillahs You know, to a person, she was convinced 1,000,000% that this is my dream come true. And if you leave, it was a nightmare, it would be a nightmare for her. But she believed this was a dream. So we think this is a cute high school story, but the truth is we do this stuff all the time. This happens, it's the same thing. But b'shas ma'is, we don't. And then it could even be something in Ruchnias. We have no idea. We can only say, Yamal Mishas li ben l'toiva, and that it seems to me that this is what's good for Baruch Hashem, but you know what's best for me, and please, please, please. And to break through, if this is because of Kitrugim, of things that I've done in my past, or things that are in the way, you know, to try to break through. And what we're learning here is that Shevach v'Hidoyet Hashem is a way to begin with going into the king without being stopped at the gate. It's a very powerful way to be mezamer aritzim, to cut away all the red tape, all the bureaucracy to go past and to go life. But again, it's an important horror that Moshe made. That doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't hear our tefillos, but it means to be able to have the schus to go past the ikuvim that are in the way of our tefillos from being responded to or answered and so on. So it's a much bigger subject. And he talks a little bit about more. We'll go into a little bit more about it next week. God bless.